Give me a count around, reach around, Joel.
2, 3, 1.
Who's the best show here?
Deck Show!
Who's the best show here?
Deck Show!
All right, that's pretty good. That's the best one yet.
Pizza, pizza.
I am short.
Don't be hating on my household attire, okay? I don't go to Walmart like this.
Showtime!
When you were making egg poo young in the kitchen, I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a limousine tech show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that a link it bad. But the strolling could affect the DLNTS.org. And I see channels on LinuxTech.net. Bound tech show. Just sit right there, cause the cast is just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 962 of the Linux Link Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Pat.
How's it hanging?
We have Joel.
On vacation this week.
And we have Joel.
I am here, yes.
Yes, he is. He's not short.
No, he's not.
Everybody else around me is.
Yes. The pre-show, we were all talking a little bit about the meh that is Amazon Prime Day.
Yeah. Yeah. You had asked me before.
Yeah.
About my opinion. I didn't even realize until like I was getting notifications on my phone that it was Amazon Prime. And I was like, I got an email, I think it was, or something, that said, like, Black Friday Prime deals, or I don't know. It was like, it alluded to being, like, another Black Friday or something. I took a brief look, and I was like, you know, there hasn't been...
Underwhelmed.
Hasn't been anything, like, I don't need anything right now. so, yeah.
Well, yeah. The only thing, I bought up a roll of Black Filament, Overture PLA that was, I think it was normally like 17, but it was like 15. I kind of needed it anyway, though, because I'm
That's
starting
not much of a savings. Not
no.
Not.
I kind of needed it anyway because I'm working on a little maker project. Not anything electronic, unless I happen to find a different STL file. But I'm going to be printing a. The laser gun they used on the 80s TV series V. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. It should be an easy print since it's all black, except for. They even have, as part of one of the STLs, as the little. If you've seen the gun, there's like a little. In a lot of the pictures of the stars, they'll have. It looks like a clear. Tube in the middle of the gun. They have the STL for that, but what I think I'm going to do is I might print it just for the heck of it, measure it, and then order up a piece of transparent tubing from Amazon to replace it so it actually looks right. But other than that, I don't think they have, at least I haven't found one. I might try look for one to see if they have the ability to put in a light so it'll light up that tube and then make the sound that those guns make. But other than that, I think it would look cool. Maybe if I can't find anything else for Halloween, I'll see if I can't get like a leather jacket kind of like Donovan wore in the shit show and then put a pair of jeans and stuff on, you know? But that's the only thing I got from Amazon for Prime Day. Technically, it's Prime Day because it is on the sale, but it wasn't much of one. Like $2, whoop-de-doo. Still, anytime you can get a roll of filament for under $20, that's not a bad price.
Yeah, but by that logic, though, aren't you essentially saying the regular price is $17, so it's not a bad price?
Right.
I mean, yeah, it's nice. You save $2.
Yeah.
You know, it's better than nothing.
That's true. But the rest of it, like, I'm looking at Like, I'm on our page now. Like, they, hi. But they got some devices, like some of the Amazon devices, like the latest version of the Echo Dot is like $19.99. It says 60% off. List price is $50. And they say it's 60% off, so I guess that is 60%. But I can find
60% off its all-time high price.
Right.
The price it was the day they first released it.
Yeah, which was what, 9 months ago?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It's been a while, but, you know, and that's generally the deal on most of that stuff, you know, that nothing is extremely, you know, it's not even like usually they'd have like a bunch of stuff that really is cheap, but not because it's cheaper than normal, because it's just cheap. And don't get me wrong, I love my Amazon. I will not ever not have that
right
subscription. Like, for example, what was I watching now? Oh, I was watching, just because it's hilarious, the movie Half-Baked. It's got Dave Chappelle and...
Yeah.
That's on one of the free movies and on the Prime Video. There's lots of stuff. Actually, I looked on there. There's a lot of 80s and... early 90s stuff on there right now. So that's probably the thing I use the most, other than just buying stuff. Like, I will, there's certain things I will buy on Amazon on preference. I found there's a company by the name of Bona, B-O-N-A, that makes cleaners. And they make one that's pre-mixed for my iRobot MopBot. So I'll buy that there, and then I just, you know, put it right in the container on the robot before I start it up. But so that I'll pretty much always buy there. Same thing with my I have a cleaner for my Crosswave. I'll buy there. I'll probably start to buy that clothes washer cleaner, because we did order in on Sunday. We ordered a new washer and dryer. The washer got here yesterday, and a dryer we didn't order. It's the wrong one, but I had to do it because my old one was pretty much done. And so I said, well, you guys gonna try and get me the right one? Because it's like, the washer, well, the color we got was graphite gray, and made by LG. And not the reason I bought it, but both of them have Wi-Fi on them, which is kind of nice, because actually, like, if I'm upstairs working or something and I got something in the washer, my phone will squawk and let me know when the washer's done. So that's kind of nice. You know, does it need it? No. Would I buy it specifically for that reason? No, but... So that comes, and then the only other – the dryer that came was a white Samsung. And I'm like, it don't even fit on the – we paid the extra money to get the pedestals because they're front loaders. That gives us a little more storage in the laundry room. But it'll sit there and rock on that as it goes back and forth. But Lowe's and a delivery company are supposed to be straightening it out and bringing the right one, which is the matching LG one. But not that I care about appliances matching. That's a wife thing. If it had been up to me, I just would have bought a new dryer, because our dryer was we had the guy come out to look at it. Even if I looked at it, I would probably have problems getting the part. One of the parts it needs, there is a 2 to 3 month backlog on it. And I'm like, yeah, much as I want to keep it going or whatnot, you know, I had the money in savings, so, you know, it wasn't a hard spend that still kind of bites, but... We'll see how things go. Hopefully in the next day or so, I'll find out when the dryer part's going to be here, and they're going to swap it out, right? But I will say this is the first time I ever had a front loader clothes washer, and I really like it. I think it does a good job cleaning my clothes.
Until it starts leaking, you'll like it.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Well, it's got a 10-year warranty on it from LG, so that's a good thing. My old one didn't last. Well, the washer was fine, except it had like a crack on one of the plastic panels, but it was still working just fine. I will say never buy Samsung appliances, especially washer dryer. TVs and phones are probably just fine, but I don't think they make a good washer and dryer. But but it is true, I did come across a video that talks about how those appliances are made now versus how they were made like in the 90s when my wife and I bought our first set from Sears, branded Kenmore brand. That thing, you know, those lasted a good 20 years almost before we got rid of them. I don't have faith that that'll happen for a washer and dryer nowadays. But Dan knows all about repairing them.
I do. I keep repairing the ones I have.
Yeah, I can, but you know, like I said, lately it's a parts issue. If you can't get the part, it's like, well, what are you gonna do? Improvise. I think that's also another reason why I would choose like one of the more traditional appliance makers that have made those for years and years and years. Samsung is relatively new to the game, in my opinion. But
is your washer and dryer now hooked up to your Wi-Fi so you can get an alert on your phone when your clothes are finished?
The washer is.
There you
dryer,
go.
The dryer they delivered does not have that, but the one we're supposed to get will. So, at least they let us use the Samsung dryer that they brought. It was not even, it was the wrong brand and color. It's like, how do you screw that up?
can you like start the dryer via Wi-Fi and stuff?
You know what? I bet you can. I can do that. With
Although
the,
I don't know why you'd want to. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
The dryer might be more useful. Like if you know that what you have in there is gonna not be dry after a cycle. Sometimes that happens, you know, like if I'm drying something real heavy, like a sleeping bag or a big comforter or something.
A bunch of towels.
Yeah, yeah.
Blanket.
That way I could just restart it without even, yeah, body. But the neat thing with the washer, though, is like it has like a, there's a button, like on the dial, there is a downloaded cycle. So what that is if you look in the app, you can down, like if you know you're going to wash something specific, like say swimwear, okay? It's got a swimwear mode that's designed to clean the swimwear a little bit better than the normal cycle. It's whatever it does, it's supposed to help get the chlorine and all that out of it. So, and other things like that.
Too, I wonder what it does do. Does it soak it longer? Like, I mean, it's just basically
spin. I don't know.
Agitation.
I really don't know. I tried it.
Now, is there an app that controls all this?
Yes, it's the LG Think app.
Did you ever try to hit the IP address of your washer?
Whatever. Like with a browser? Yeah. Not yet. Yeah.
That's like browser, the first thing I would do.
Scan on it. Yeah.
It's probably running like an Apache web server or Nginx.
Yeah.
And it's like the password is admin, and there's a button on there that says fry the circuits. There's a warranty countdown that says fry the circuits.
It does. It does have like diagnostics and stuff you can do in the app. So like if something starts, you know, like if later on down the road something goes wrong, I can look at it. But I did when I was talking to this folks at the store. Since this is my first time with a front loader, usually I try and let the door hang open. Just so it
doesn't get that. What store was this? Best Buy?
Lowe's.
Lowe's?
Yeah.
Were they knowledgeable to help you?
Actually, kind of. They kind of were.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I mean, it's hit or miss.
Yeah. So, yeah, because I had mentioned that, you know, that's the one thing I've heard about them. Although I did, it is like right now, if you want the best washer dryer, LG is the brand to go with. But they said there's this stuff called Afresh, and like if you run that through the washer like once a month, that'll keep it from getting that weird smell near the seal, you know. But yeah, we'll see.
You know what, speaking of Home Depot or Lowe's or those places, yeah. So I did something stupid a couple weeks ago. We have composting bins, and
right.
I had the previous night the fire pit, and I went out the next morning and
you melted it.
I went to the, you know, I ran my hand through the ash in the fire pit, and it wasn't hot, but apparently there was an ember in there, and I put it in in the composting bin. And because it's got layers, and I've been really strict about this, it's like got a layer of shredded
soil,
up
yeah.
cardboard, and then a layer yeah. of kitchen waste, and then food waste, right. and then a layer, you know, and I've been doing that, and it was relative. This summer I started it. This one after I emptied it out from the previous year. And I dumped the ashes in there, and everything was fine. And like an hour later, my daughter's like, "There's a fire in the backyard." And I go out, and I burned it. I burned it down. Luckily, that's all it did. It just melted like the side of it, and it was ruined.
Right.
But it didn't catch anything else on fire. But
so that's good.
I had to go out and get a garbage can to replace it. Because we use the big, what is it, 40-gallon or 50-gallon garbage
yeah, the
can.
One
and
with
then
the
we
wheels?
Drill holes. No, there's no holes in it. It's just a round garbage can with a lid, plastic.
Okay,
and
yeah.
we drill holes in it to let the water and liquids come out. And I'm going somewhere with this to tie back. Don't worry about it. I went to go get my drill, and I can't find my quarter drill. And we have one of the Roby, is the brand from Home Depot, a drill that mm-hmm. that takes the batteries. And I went to go charge the batteries because they're never charged and they don't keep a charge forever.
Right.
And like the charger just wasn't working, wasn't coming on. It would not work. And so I'm like, shit, I gotta go get a replacement. So I went to Home Depot.
So you got a whole new drill because you couldn't get just the charger.
Well, that's the thing. I walked in there and they got this big end cap thing, and they're like, if you buy like a charger with two batteries for $99, you get a free tool to go with it, right? Like a drill or a saw or whatever. And I'm
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want two more batteries because I already have. Like,
or if you buy
batteries.
The drill, it comes with a free battery, and it's like
right.
40 yeah. bucks.
So I just need the charger, and I'm looking all over the place, and I can't find just the charger without the battery. But the website says they have like 13 mm-hmm. of them. So I ask somebody, and they're like, they can't find it. Then they had to ask another person, and they had a hard time finding. Then they did find it. It was like at the bottom of the one shelving unit. Behind a locked cage, and they opened it up and they handed it to me, you know, and the guy's like, yeah, here it is, it's 30 some dollars, and I'm like, oh, I thought it was 40. So I'm like, and that should have been my clue right there. There was something wrong, right? So I grabbed it, I looked at it, said, sure enough, it's charged two batteries. I take it up, pay for it, drive home, and I go to charge up my batteries, and I pull it out, and I'm like, it's the kind that you have to. It comes with the a car lighter adapter.
Oh.
So it doesn't have a regular plug in the wall. And there's no converter on it, of course. It doesn't come with, like, a converter where you can plug it into the wall. So I'm like, I had to go all the way back. I had to return it. And then I had to go and track down the one which was, like, right next to it. I should have paid attention. And I had to find the person. Then I talked to the first person I talked to there to come get it. I said, I know exactly what I want. I don't even think she recognized me from the first time I was there, even though I was wearing all the same clothes. But, you know, I got home and then I charged it, and one out of the four batteries is working, of course. Or I think maybe two. The other one's questionable. And I got it up long enough that I could drill the holes in the damn thing. The batteries, like, they seem to last, like, 15 minutes. I don't know how people use these. Like, I can't see.
Cordless ones, yeah.
Yeah, I see, like, I mean, construction workers use them all the time. And I'm like, what are they buying there that the damn things last so much longer than they do for me? Yeah, I'm like, drill three holes and then I got to go get another battery.
Then here's my favorite thing that they started doing too with a lot of the cordless things. Like, last year I wanted to get a little wet dry vac when we got the Pit Boss, and I use that for sucking out, like, the ash and all the goo and stuff. It's in the, whenever I clean the grill, that's what I use. Okay. I saw the cordless one, and I'm like, oh, cool. The price was not that bad. So I said, something's wrong here. So I picked up the box. I'm reading every side of the box, and then I discovered, oh, it doesn't come with the battery.
Oh, yeah, that's another one, right?
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, so now how do I get the battery and the charger's like $60, which is like more than the vacuum cleaner. But you can buy a drill, and I'm like, I don't need a drill. I've got one. I have a Hitachi one. I think it's Hitachi. Yeah, Hitachi one that I got when we were doing the house. I think I have a corded one around here somewhere too, but I do prefer the cordless ones. But, and it's like frustrating. But
now
this just happened to me today. One of the things since I'm on vacation is I cleaned out a cabinet in the garage. I'm sitting here scrabbling and pulling stuff out, throwing stuff out, keeping stuff. All the way in the bottom of it is the original Surface Pen that I thought I lost, and I bought a new one to replace, so now I have two.
Oh, boy. Joe, what were you going to say?
I have a cordless drill, and it's the Ryobi. And I can definitely get some work done with it before I got to recharge it. And I also have the Ryobi saw, the rotary saw, the jigsaw, the blower, and the 18 volts edger.
Okay.
Now, I think my problem might be, Joe, is that I don't use my drills quite often or the batteries often enough, and I'm wondering if the batteries are just going bad.
That's what it sounds like to me, but yeah. I also have like three batteries.
And, right.
I mean, they get used for the edger quite often, so they'll get drained and then refilled. Now, to do the edging, it does take at least two batteries, if not all three, depending on how bad things have gotten. But
how long does it take you to do the edging?
Well, I am supposed to have handed that off to my 19 now year old daughter,
right?
So that she can do some work and actually contribute to the household.
But that's not working out, is it?
No,
I'm going to end up doing it sooner.
But how long? So because I used to have a corded electric lawnmower because my yard's not that big. And I broke down last year and got a Sunjo, which takes, the two lithium batteries.
Right. And
the 40-volt batteries.
Yeah, and so those two batteries, I can get my yard done in without having to recharge those batteries. So, and that, so I'm saying it's probably like a half an hour is what I get. Now, the thing that really kind of annoys me is this year when I went to go use them, like when I press the buttons, they have like a button that you press to see how the how much charge the battery's at. And the one just was not even showing anything. Like the LED or whatever's not working. Right. The other one seemed to be working fine. And then it's like now, like, and I don't have a problem. Like I plug them in the charger and the charger says they're green after a couple, like an hour or two. And then I'm off and I have no problem when I go to mow the lawn with them. So I know it's holding a charge, just like the LED's not working. Now the other one is kind of doing the same thing where it's showing two instead of three dots for the battery, but I'm still getting the same amount of time out of them. So I'm thinking that's going bad now, or the, at least just the LED on the battery's going bad. Now the charger itself was working fine. Now the one side isn't working, but the other is. So I can only like charge one battery at a time, it seems. Because dingus, what I should have done is I should have, when I realized this, I should have pressed the button to find out which battery doesn't show, still right. shows the light, and plug it into the other side, because I don't know if it's not charging or if it's just like the battery's like the LED indicator's not working.
Yeah, right. And it might be fun to work on something like that, but it's still a big ass battery, and
yep,
that's a little scary.
Yeah, plus so, yeah, it's lithium ion.
And so like now I'm listening to what you're saying about your edger and stuff like that, and I'm like, man, I would love to get a cord like a battery operated edger, a weed whacker, whatever you want to call right. it. But like I'm kind of torn because the one I have works just fine, but it I have to plug it in. You know, I got to drag around that 100-foot cord. But if I go to buy one, like, what am I going to buy? Am I going to buy the Sun Joe? So I can use the same batteries that the lawnmower uses?
Or do I
go with a Ryobi so I use the same battery that the drill uses? I don't know.
Right.
Well, I will say that if I had, you know, endless funds, I'd probably switch to the 40-volt edger just for that little bit of extra power.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's your edger do? 20-volt?
It's an 18-volt.
18-volt, okay.
So it uses the same batteries as my drills and everything else. The
right.
drills, the blower, the saw, and all that. But, yeah, I wish that it could have just a little bit more power.
Do they have a 40-volt model?
Yeah, there is actually a 40-volt edger. Yeah.
Does it charge off go. The same charger that the other
I
ones
don't
do?
I think they use the same charger. I don't have anything that's 40
that's how
volts,
get
so
to
I don't
get,
know.
Yeah, get another charger.
Now, and see, another like, battery. And
right.
So can you charge the other the 18-volt batteries off the 40-volt charger, though?
No clue. But they also do have the Ryobi battery-powered lawnmowers, which are 40-volt
right.
and take two batteries as well. But I haven't had an opportunity to use them or anything like
right.
that. So.
Yeah, like when I come to replace my drill, which might happen because it's getting on the older side. Now, my drill came with like a flashlight, you know. But what I'll probably do is go with something like a flashlight.
Oh, a flashlight.
Get your mind out of the gutter. Anyway. I would probably buy something like if I wanted to stick with 20-volt, either the Ryobis or Craftsman has their V20 series of power tools. You know, the drills and a saw, and I think they even have a boom box for that matter. So what I would do is
Ryobi has all that. So
yeah, so what I would do is make sure I get the drill. Plus something I'm going to use a little more often than the drill. You know, like maybe, heck
the radio.
No, radio. Like if they have radio, I'd probably get that because then I can, you know, a lot. What I'm finding too is a lot of the work radios like that they use like on the construction sites have Bluetooth in them too. It's like, oh, okay. So then I could just, you know, power my phone up to it and
Yeah,
listen to that while I'm washing the car.
It sucks you in, like the whole right. Apple model. You know, it's that ecosystem.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I was having that talk with a friend of mine this week. You know, he recently switched from the iPhone to the Pixel 6 Pro, and he's having really strange issues with text messages. And I said, "Well, did you disconnect? Because if you have an iPhone, you're going from iPhone to Android. Apple registers your phone number in the iMessage stuff. Even if you have iMessage on, and you forget to turn it off before you switch to the other phone, you're going to have problems receiving text messages because Apple wants to keep you in the garden.
Right. But, they will make your life miserable because you chose not them.
Mm-hmm. So, like, but I don't think that would happen necessarily too much because I'm betting V20 probably only has 5 to 10 years.
But how is that a problem? I thought the carrier delivers the messages, right?
No, well, yes and no, because Apple uses their own proprietary thing for iMessage instead of RCS like Android uses. A lot of folks on the iPhone side said that iMessage is superior to RCS, but yet iMessage is its own standard. That's where, like, you might have seen articles where the especially the high school age kids are complaining about getting messages with a certain color bubble. Like, I think if you're an Android user or any other kind of phone user. When you get text message that comes into iMessage, it'll be a blue bubble, I think. And then if you have iMessage, you're a green bubble or something silly like that. You know, and it's kind of dumb. But
well, hold on a second. If I want to text somebody that's using an iPhone.
Yeah.
And they have to use iMessage, right?
Right.
So when I text them. Because I've never had an iPhone, and I will probably never have an iPhone. Too. So my question is, when the message comes into the phone, does it have to redirect out to back to Apple services to come back in through iMessage?
That's a good question. I'm not exactly sure how that works.
Because that's why I'm asking you, like, how is that if the carrier is responsible for sending the message to your phone, what does it matter if you switch from an iPhone to an Android and it's the phone number you're using? It's still going to come through the carrier to your phone.
Right. Because with Apple, there's an extra middleman.
Correct.
Is that going to matter if you switch from Apple to Android?
Because once your phone number is registered to Apple, you're a part of the middleman process.
There you go. Yeah.
So then your carrier has a deal with Apple that if it recognizes it as an iPhone, it's going to send it instead directly to your phone to Apple iMessage.
Something like that. Yeah, basically.
That's what Joel's saying. I don't know if that's the truth or not.
iMessage is more or less instead of a strict. I mean, it does SMS. Don't get me wrong, but instead of it being strictly SMS, it uses the network as in the internet. To send the message versus sending it over the LTE or 5G lines, okay? And that's actually how most text messaging is going to start to work once RCS becomes a better standard. It's the same thing. So instead of sending it through the thing where they used to charge you if you sent over X amount of messages, some of this was set up to avoid that kind of a system, you know, where the carrier would say, oh, you said 37,000 text messages, we're going to bill you $500 or whatever it is. But I think some of that came out of the iMessage stuff came out as a result of back when iPhone 1 was out. And,
I find it odd. I'm just going to mention this now because it's right now. We were mentioning like Ryobi a minute ago, and I was scrolling through Amazon on their Prime Day stuff, and all of a sudden Ryobi things start coming up. So and then there's, you know, the Alexa that's a couple of feet away from me.
There you go.
I think she's listening.
That might be. But to bring it back to the power tools, yeah, you know, I think it's not near as bad as like mobile phones are. It could be, and more importantly, other things when you talk about right to repair, like for example, you literally can't, you know, if you buy a tractor, a new John Deere tractor, you can't repair it without having some special computer terminal. It's even worse than cars because it's not really a standard.
Well, they did get in trouble for that, but I don't think they actually cared.
Right. Yeah.
They're like, we still control our stuff. You don't, guys don't get to touch it. And if you do, guess what? You got a 10-ton brick in your yard. Enjoy.
Right. Yeah, and I don't think that would necessarily happen with, technically, we probably have a similar problem with power tools in that instead of V20 that Craftsman uses being like a industry standard, it's a Craftsman standard. So I can't buy like a Ryobi battery and stick it in my Craftsman drill, you know.
Yeah, they're not interchangeable, which sucks.
Yep. It, you know, it's something that whenever they invented AA, AAA, CD, and even quadruple A, because I got some. So I have my Surface Pen takes quadruple A's. But those are standard cells. You can add 18. What is it? 18650, I think it is. Most of the vapes uses, and you know, that's another standard cell.
Well, most of your laptops actually use 18650. Maybe not your modern ones with the really thin
right.
profile.
Right.
But most of your like older ones all used 18650.
Right. Yeah, this one doesn't use the one I'm using right now doesn't do that. It has a pack that can puff up, as I discovered on it. But the wild part though with the power tools is if you actually are I wouldn't open it up, but if you're comfortable opening it up. And you open up like the Craftsman V20 pack, I guarantee you there's 18650s in there.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I've actually, there's a YouTuber, my mate Vince, that did that. He took apart one of those battery packs for a drill. I can't remember the specific brand. And the pack in there was a bunch of 18650s in series or something like that.
The only downside, though, is a lot of times they also have a board in there for controlling the charge.
Yep.
And if you replace the cells and you still can't charge it, that's the problem. And you can't get you can't find the board to replace it. So it's trash.
Yep.
Because, you know, we got to put smarts in our batteries, you know, for whatever reason.
Well, it is actually required for 18650s if they don't have the protection cell in them.
Right. Yep.
Okay, so this is my understanding now, that I'm an expert after doing some cursory reading. So iMessenger works over data, Wi-Fi connectivity.
Correct.
SMMS is over your number and is required as a carrier. So I don't see what the problem would be that you're saying that people would have going from iPhone to Android, other than the fact that if they are used to sending messages over a data connection as opposed to a number, then they're going to have problems.
It's
but
a
that shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter to them. They wouldn't notice unless they turn off their data and can't send a message.
Right. The whole thing with iMessage is you have iMessage on your phone, your iPad, and your Mac.
Right.
And basically, once somebody sends you a text message, it's going to come across all of your i devices, whether you want them to or not. Good example of that, and I actually had to figure out this. I have a work iPhone, which does have my Apple account. They don't give us a specific Apple account.
And so when he's sending nudes to his wife,
no, I don't.
It shows
that.
Up there.
No, I don't do that. No, more like.
And they're like, come on, Joel.
More like when I first noticed this was when I set my iPad up after I got my first iPad, it started to send work pages to my iPad. And I'm like, I don't want that. I'm off hours. I'm not picking up my work phone. At least not now, because I'm not required to.
That's why you have to keep your work stuff separate from your home stuff.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know,
don't use the same Apple account.
Yeah, I might have to have another Apple account if I really, really want to do that. No, actually, it's simpler than that. I actually just turn iMessage off, and text messages just go to the phone, and that's it. So it's a lot simpler. iMessage still works. It's just not using the seamless shit, you know,
which only, I don't. Only his wife gets his nudes.
Eesh. Well, she wouldn't get a nude anyway. Anyway,
Oh, who are you sending it to if it's not to your wife, Joel? Now the story's out.
No, there is no story. There's no fraud.
Joe anyway. Just got a pack. Joe just got, Joe a, just message got a message right now.
Right.
He sends it to Pat. Right, Pat?
Dude, I don't think one, no one of...
I haven't gotten anything.
Yeah. I don't think one of us... are of the age that would have sent. See, that's the good thing that we all have on this show, is that we didn't grow up with phones and shit like that. So all the stupid shit we did in college
wasn't
is there.
Recorded?
Yeah, it wasn't recorded either.
It's like, Dan, you had a bad day at work. You need to do a TikTok video to share your emotions.
No, right. Right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and that's the other thing that kind of bugs me about the modern e-commerce world is, like, you buy something on Amazon, you know, and when you get it, they're like, "Hey, can you review this?" And I'm like, "No."
Well, I was like, actually having a discussion with one of my coworkers today because we were both in the office, and there's this big push to force everybody back to the office. And we're expecting another mass exodus of people, you know, finding jobs that allow them to work remote, especially with the younger generation who actually see more of the benefits from this. And, you know, a lot of the benefits are obvious, even for us older generation, you know, the whole not having to commute. But for the younger generation that have less roots in places, it's also about that nomadic lifestyle and being able to pick up, move anywhere, and work anywhere.
Live out of a van down by the river.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean,
thank you, Tala.
I actually, quite frankly, for folks in IT,
Hold on one second, Joel. Tala, if you want to join the conversation, you can, but it requires you to actually, like, install the application, log into the server, and actually talk to the people and not just yell at my microphone. Okay, go ahead, Joel.
Well, what I was going to say is, for us IT people, when we work from home, we're a little bit more separated from the office politics shit, thankfully. I'm not saying it doesn't happen when you work remote, because it does. But
right. When I'm working from home, I can always remind myself that all I have to do is hang up anytime I want to.
That's right. Or just not turn your cam on. So, you know, you can wear whatever the hell you want to wear. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, if you wore a t-shirt, pair of shorts and a t-shirt to the office, you'd probably be frowned upon. Because you're in the office and that's not professional.
Right.
When you work remote, nobody cares.
Speaking of remote work and setting up these systems and everything, I got a little excited by Pat's email today
The Bluetooth
headphones? Next generation Bluetooth. And then I went to the article, and I'm like, it's just improvements to audio.
I know, it's nothing really overwhelming at all.
Yeah, and that's fine, but have they made the improvements to connectivity is what I would like to see, because for some reason, it seems like I can never get my Bluetooth device connected to the car or whatever, my phone to the car. Right. But there's always like my wife will like flip the button on her phone and all of a sudden she's connected to the car and she didn't want to do that, you know? It's like it either when you want to get it connected it doesn't, and then any other time it just won't stop connecting.
Yeah, they have a new codec. That's the big news.
Well, yeah.
Haptex lost the standard from Qualcomm. They say they can retro upgrade some devices, but more than likely it's going forward. New devices coming out towards the end of the year.
Do you use Bluetooth audio devices?
I do. I have actually. I got a anniversary present from work. I got a fancy set of headphones that go for like $250. And they do sound great. Would I have bought them for $250? Probably not.
Oh, that's nice. And they connect with no problem?
Yeah, they sound really good. The audio quality is excellent.
See, like I'm always torn because I don't like earbuds. And
yeah, I'm not a fan of earbuds either. They hurt after a while.
And I have these cheap like ones that I use for exercising. And I don't know if I'd want to spend any kind of money on. So I don't know what benefit I would get if I went wireless, you know, Bluetooth, as opposed to just jacking in with my audio cable on devices that are losing audio jacks these days.
Yeah. Now, wired can be nice because, you know, you don't have to worry about another set of batteries.
Oh, yeah, there's that, too.
Yeah, supposedly they're improving battery life, too.
What batteries does your headphones take, Pat? Or are they, doesn't you just have to internal. Recharge them?
It's internal. Yeah, internal charge.
That's what I figured. And what are they charged by? This is a USB cable?
Yeah, yeah. It's a Skull Candy over the ear.
Okay.
And it sounds great. But like I said, I wouldn't fucking spend $250 for them.
Oh, it's nice they gave you that, though.
Yeah, I mean, I could have got a Roomba instead, but I was like, fuck, I don't want a Roomba. how good's the Roomba, really?
It depends on what kind of dog you have.
Oh, shit.
Like,
can the Roomba handle wet shits?
Yeah. Yep. But, like, with our robot we have was fantastic, but my dog's hair killed it. Because his hair is insane. And it just clogged it up, and it was always such a mess. And the wheels and everything.
I have the Roomba mop. I don't have the vacuum. I like it. The only problems are is the battery's not good enough, and the tank is not large enough.
That's the other thing. I'm thinking, how often would I have to freaking empty it out? It's a pain in the ass, you know? What I want is fucking Rosie the robot to fucking cook for me and do the laundry.
Yes. Yeah, the ones that are just the vacuums, they have one that empties itself.
That's probably decent. Those are probably more money, though, right?
Yeah, $500.
Yeah, that's not cheap.
Nope. Yeah, and the upside, too, is if I bought one of those, then I can literally schedule it so that the Roomba will run first to get up all the loose stuff, and then the mop bot will come behind it and mop it. Or I should say the Brava WetJet. I just call it a mop bot.
It's a tough call. Do you go with, you know, the Japanese toilet bidet that shoots the water up your butt, or do you go with the Roomba?
Ooh,
I would bidet every day.
Bidet would win it for me any day. I can't go a day without my bidet.
Keep Dan's ass fresh and clean.
You're damn straight. I love my bidet.
Yeah. Oh my god. They don't even build houses for them yet. They should, because you use a lot less TP. I mean, you have to use a piece to dry your ass off, and that's it.
I don't do that. I just let it air dry, baby.
Ooh.
He keeps the fan handy.
I'm no toilet paper these days. I'm happy that way. A little squirt in the ass. It's all cleaned off. And I'll tell you what, I hate when I go out of town and I don't have a bidet. It's just...
Just don't use Dan's hand towels.
It makes you feel gross.
Yeah. I call my kids and I say, you clean this mess up back here because I ain't touching it.
Oh, washcloths.
Well, you know what? You know what? We're to the age now that you got to remind your kids that, hey, someday you're going to be wiping my ass.
No, they're just going to hire a nurse to wipe your ass.
Is that what you tell your son?
Or that.
Like, your expectations are your son's going to be wiping your ass one day? You think that'll happen?
Well, he may not have a choice. Well, no, I probably can afford to put myself in a home if I have to. But
honestly, even if my kids can't afford to put me in a quality nursing home, I mean, the VA will at least put the VA will at least put me in a crappy nursing home.
I was gonna say.
I worked in a nursing home one summer. The fucking depressing job.
Oh my god, I can't imagine.
It is. It is. Yeah.
And I was in a place that was considered a really nice place where they treated everyone really well, and it was still fucking depressing.
Yep. Well, it's like a few years ago, I had a friend. Hey, I haven't heard from him in a while. I had a text message him, but a friend that he used to go to my church, and he was riding out I-70. On his motorcycle, and somebody brake checked him, and he went slamming into the back of the car, and he went flying and broke both legs.
Why would you brake check somebody on a motorcycle?
I don't know, man.
People are assholes.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So he had like compound fractures, so you know, bones sticking out of your leg, you know. So
you have to cut him off.
No. No, they were able to set. Yeah, they was able to set them. He had to relearn how to walk and all that, so he had to go to a rehab, which is basically a fancy term for a nursing home, so that they could help him relearn how to walk and relearn how to cook and stuff like that. You know, because you know he couldn't do it. You know, was bedridden for about 3 or 4 months at least. But
that's fucking rough, man.
But yeah, but it's like, you know, fortunately he didn't crack his gourd, so, because he had a helmet on, but he actually has, I think he kept the boots that he had on, because what happened, when the bone came out of his leg, it ripped through the boot in his jeans. Pretty nasty. But that's what happened.
I would keep that pair of jeans for forever.
Just to show you how dumb somebody was. Yeah, I don't think he wants to ride motorcycles anymore.
Yeah, I know a lot of people that think the idea of riding a motorcycle is exciting. And you know, I kind of agree that it is, but I think I just went to way too many physics classes and the idea of moving that fast without a metal cage around me is,
or at least a freaking helmet on, because I see so many people riding motorcycles that don't have helmets on. I'm like, you got to be out of your mind. But that's, you know, see, you talk about motorcycles, I get those. The thing I don't get around my neighborhood is the fucking golf carts.
That's
a
staple in those kind of communities.
Well, that's actually a staple for your older alcoholic communities.
No, not just there. No, the reasoning was, I have a friend, he has one that's actually painted up like a Buckeye helmet, but he has one, and I asked him, I said, well, why did, you know, what's the fascination? He's like, well, I can get everywhere in town with a vehicle that only goes 35 miles an hour, so a street legal golf cart can do that. And I guess most of them are saying, well, it saves on gas, which I could see a little bit, but the ones I don't get are the ones that are
likely to get a DWI on a golf cart.
I guess. Yeah, I understand it, like down in Florida in the older communities, or like, yeah, a good example of this is anything new built from, I forget, was it 2016? I forget when the post office put the put that in, but any new developments that are built do not get curbside mailboxes. They don't get ones attached to the house. They only get ones that are are centrally located. So apartment complexes have had that kind of thing for a while. So when my grandpa was still up and kicking, and after his one of his legs was amputated because he had diabetes, he had one of those electric scooters, and what he would do is he'd ride his electric scooter down to go get the mail.
Just jazzing?
Yeah, or whatever. The Rascals weren't around, but yeah. This is back in the 80s, you know, where these things were first being invented. But it's like my dad, he sent me a picture of he got a new bicycle. He got an electric bike, you know, where it has an electric motor on it. I was down for Christmas, and I just helped him put the one he got back. He had one, right? And I'm like, why did you get a new one? Didn't you already have one? He's like, yeah, but I can't lift my leg up over the top bar. So he gave it to my brother, and he got a new one that doesn't have a bar at the top. But I get those, at least with him. Yeah, I got to remember, my dad's getting old. Lex just sat and did a calculation, and if he makes it to 2030, he'll be in his 80s.
Well, let's hope that happens.
I hope so, too. But, you know, he smoked from the time he was 14 until when they bought that house. So he hasn't been smoking now for well over 10 years now. So that's a good thing.
Well,
but
he's doing well, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he can get around pretty well. Yeah, he still works. Actually, I'll mention it here. He had COVID just recently. They gave him Paxlovid, and he's back at work already. So,
oh, good for him.
But yeah, he said the only negative about taking Paxlovid was it made his mouth taste like shit. So I guess his COVID, he didn't lose any sense of taste.
Well, he didn't lose any sense of taste for shit, I guess, right?
Yeah, right. But
speaking of shit, so this I finally broke down this week, and I had to. My ISP's been hounding me for a few weeks now about changing over to the new IP address that I have to use, and it had to be done by July 17th. And so I finally broke down and did it, and it was such an easy change, but it was kind of a pain in the ass. And I have to say, this the Unisys Ubiquiti device I have, the USG,
right?
It's a USG gateway. It works great, but you kind of have to use the interface to manage it, and that interface is done through like their application or whatever, their unified network. And I so infrequently use this. Yeah, I so infrequently do this that I can hardly, like, I never remember what it is that I have to do. And so I spent like 20 minutes going through all the menu options in here, and come to find out that it's not through the Unify network that I have to do this. I actually have to go to the IP address like I would any other device of the gateway, and then log into that. But it's kind of like all tied together. So once I got in there and changed it, it was fine, right? And it went over really fast, and I was happy. Then I had to go do my domains So I had to go to the registrars, and I still don't understand why I'm not having gotten off my ass and changed away from register.com to something saner and cheaper.
Like GoDaddy or something like that, yeah.
Well, you know, and that's an interesting point there I'll get to in a second. But I went in the registry, and they really make it hard for you to change your IP address and manage that. They're like, oh, don't come into this section. It's only for professionals who know what they're doing. And I'm like, yeah, but how else is anybody ever going to change their IP address that's associated with the domain? They have to go in there. Like, why are you saying you're throwing up all these blockers for this? It's standard procedure. Anyway, I went in, and it took a good, like, 2 or 3 hours for that from registers, whatever they have, to propagate out that it finally was changed for that main domain, with the linuxlink.net domain, which kind of annoyed me. And then I went to go change my other domains, and I went over to HostGator to change them, and they weren't there. And I'm like, oh, man, was this when they used to be Rocket, like, domains or whatever it was? So I went over there, and I tried to log into the domain, Linux in the house, and it wasn't working. I couldn't get in, and I'm like, shit. I'm like, what? I couldn't remember where I registered the other domains, and I'm like, I thought it was through HostGator, and I completely forgot I had registered a bunch of domains with GoDaddy. Like, I'm like, how could I forget GoDaddy? So I went over to GoDaddy and changed my IP address, and like 15 minutes it was changed, if that. So I guess, you know, hooray for GoDaddy. Register.com just took freaking forever. And that's the thing, you know, the stupid thing is, like, I'm like, I couldn't remember who I registered the domains through. And so I went over, and I'm like, how do I figure out where a domain is registered? Like, how would you do that? So I figured like, Whois should be able to tell me. And sure enough, it was saying GoDaddy on there. And for some reason, it just wasn't registering in my mind that I registered it through GoDaddy. I was being like an idiot, because I was positive I registered it through HostGator. But
right.
I got all my domains transferred over. Everything's happy. And that's the way it goes. It just took a little while for it to propagate out there. But yeah, I'm now that I have everything, I should probably do an upgrade on my devices, because it keeps saying, but that UniFi system, I never need to really do anything with it, which is nice. It just keeps going. It's been going reliably for a few years now, and I've been happy with it. I just wish, like, you could just go directly to it to manage the device instead of their UniFi network. But it's a small ball.
Well, case in point, UniFi is not a home router solution.
It's not.
Yeah.
But I wanted something, you know, a bit of quality to it, and wasn't going to break the bank.
Mm-hmm. But that's like the other day, like, I think it was last week, like, I got up in the morning, I went to go watch a video on YouTube, and it wasn't loading. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, I got full-scale Wi-Fi. So I head on over to the speed test app, and I see 0.13 megabit, and I'm like, what in the? So I grabbed, like, another device, like my iPad, and it was working just fine. So what I ended up doing was I rebooted my phone, and it fixed it. But that was after I rebooted the router and everything else, and I'm like, oh. And, you know, so there is something to be said about the more robust workplace type routers, but generally it's okay. Although it, like, on my phone bill, got an email from Verizon that says, like, as of blah blah blah, your phone bill is gonna go up $12 a month. And I'm like, okay. They said, feel free to look at our other unlimited plans. I'm not on an unlimited plan. I'm on a family share plan. We have 16 gigabytes a month. Never really ran out of it. And even when you do, they just throttle you down. Okay? So I'm like, pricing up, like, well, what would it take to get all three of my lines over to one of the new unlimited plans, and it will cost me like $60 to $80 more per month, I think. It's like each one was like, I have to look, see.
Like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, that's kind of what I said. You know, I need to double check my figures, because I think I can see we're looking at like the $60 plan, which is, see, the thing that pisses me off now with mobile, and they all do this, is like, they're like, well, upgrade this plan and you get free Apple Music, or you get free Hulu, and I'm like, I'm perfectly fine paying Hulu my money for my Hulu account. I don't need you guys to do that. All I need you to do is provide me with fast internet and fairly unlimited. You know, fairly unlimited. I don't mind having a cap on my phone because I'm rarely away from my home. But it's like, I don't need all this extra garbage. You know, I already pay for Apple TV, you know, mostly because, well, I'm not exactly sure why yet. Eventually, I'm going to watch something there yet. I tried watching that For All Mankind show. I just couldn't get into it. But there is another one I want to try on that.
Obi-Wan? Apple TV.
Obi-Wan. Oh, don't get me started.
Oh, wait, no, that's on Disney Plus.
Yeah, it's on Disney Plus. Strange New Worlds capped off its first season with only 10 episodes. And I still like it. I'm not, you know, like, there's, like, my brother was like, that was, the last episode was the greatest episode ever. I'm like, it just set up for stuff we already knew. That's like, I was listening to another podcast, and they said that they're planning for season two for Obi-Wan. I'm like, for what?
The money.
That's it. It's, you know, I mean, you know, are you gonna bring little Leia back again? It's like, you know, he was never supposed to take care of her, but he did.
Well, they were supposed to know each other,
right? I mean, they like, and they kind of already closed up that loophole from the first Star Wars movie. You know, now you know why she was looking for Obi-Wan Kenobi, because she actually knew him. But, well, either knew him or her dad told her about him. But, and then I heard, like, HasLab was going to make a Black Edition version of Reva, and they didn't get enough backers. HasLab is like Hasbro's version of making cool stuff, like in short runs for runoffs. Like, for example, that one of the things they had was they actually had a sail barge playset, you know, from Java's sail barge and Return of the Jedi, you know, but it was really stupidly priced. It was not priced as a toy, it was priced as a collectible, which means it's like hundreds of dollars. Why would I want to buy that? But so yeah, we're into the summer doldrums where there's not much TV coming out. There's some new stuff, but not much.
I guess that means you should go outside.
Yeah, I'm so far behind on my TV shows, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm still behind on a lot of them. But I have heard bad things about Thor, Love and Thunder.
I've heard bad things, I've heard good things.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I've actually seen it. So.
What did you think?
It was good. Too campy?
It was very goofy.
Right. Kind of like Ragnarok was.
A little more goofy than Ragnarok.
Right.
I can see why a lot of people don't like it. I enjoyed it. I took it for what it was. I dug it. It had a lot of interesting things, fun things in it. I loved the goats. I loved, you know, when the Guardians were there. You know, I will say this about it. Like, pretty much everything you see in the trailer happens in, like, the first 20 to 30 minutes.
Oh, so, that's never good.
So, you know, there's a whole lot of other stuff that goes on in a movie that you're not really made aware of in the trailer. But
that's
so
good.
Yeah, it my biggest problem with it is that, you know, as a comic book geek who has a well-versed in the history of these characters, mm-hmm. and is I know where they took the original material from, trying to cram what took place over like a couple of years in the comic books over in a 2-hour movie, mm-hmm. is going to leave a lot to be desired. But, you know, other than that, I mean, I dug it. I liked it. I can't really say much more than that because I don't want to spoil it for anybody. I can't mm-hmm. give anything away.
Well, one thing I just came across today is Alden Ehrenreich, who played Han Solo in Solo, is going to be playing a role in the MCU in Ironheart. I don't know if what he's playing, the Ironheart character.
But I don't think he is, because Ironheart's not a male character.
Right.
So it's going to probably be not Ironheart.
And a goofy male character as it is, probably.
Maybe.
Kind of like what's his face was in Ghostbusters 2016.
I have no idea what Ironheart is.
Ironheart's is kind of like an armored power. You can say like kind of like Iron Man, but not Iron Man.
Ah,
so it's just.
I personally think they should do a rescue movie, but
who?
Gwyneth Paltrow rescue movie.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry.
I still don't know who that one is.
Right. Yeah. But
oh, there's something else I wanted to say. Crap, what was it? It wasn't about a movie. I thought it was technology related too.
Well, I got a technology-related thing. There's a good Humble Bundle right now on Humble.com. Humblebundle.com. Here, I'll paste the link in the mumble chat.
What could it be this time?
Python. Operation Python.
Operation Python. Did you buy into that?
I might, because I have to learn it.
Oh, I love the No Starch Press books.
Yep, it has. I've
always been happy with those.
You get 27 things for $25, up and running with Git, which is a talk Python course, Python Crash Course, Automate the Boring Stuff with Python, which is kind of interesting to me. Object-oriented Python, Pandas data frame working with data efficiently, Effective Jupyter, PyCharm Professional, a 6-month subscription of that, which is what PyCharm Professional Edition. That's a Python IDE. Django for professionals, weekly Python exercise, any 1 15-week cohort of weekly Python exercise. And let's see what else is in there. Productivity with PyBytes, 40 bytes of Py exercise bundle. Using and mastering cookie cutter course, that's a Python thing. Beyond the basic stuff with Python, dive into algorithms and Python for kids. Python REST APIs with Fast API. Applied Pandas working with Survey Data, Django for APIs.
Are you just reading everything?
Yeah, basically I was. Yeah, but yeah, go to the rest. You can see it, but there's a ton of stuff in it. For $25, it's not too bad.
I wonder how, like, the PyBytes introductory bytes course, and right. There's another one. Where was the other one? Any one 15-week cohort of weekly Python exercise. Right. So weekly. So, like, I'm wondering, like, I wonder how that works and whether it's time. Like, if once you buy this, like, how much time do you have before that?
Right.
Weekly Python exercise might expire, or maybe it doesn't.
I don't know.
Although for $25, it looks like a really good deal.
Yeah, I mean, all those books in there. You know, of course, Django. I don't think we'd use Django. But like some of the other stuff, you know, the books for reference are pretty good. You know, that's like I did buy. They had the Star Trek bundle. A few weeks ago, I did buy that, and I got that to work on my iPad. It's not perfect because they're all PDFs. You know, I'm kind of with you. One of the things I wish I could do is convert that PDF to something that would work in like a e-reader, like the Kindle app or something like that,
mm-hmm.
or even if I had to download some other app or something for my iPad to read them. But the PDF stuff does pretty good. I mean. And it's not like I'm sitting there reading through the Star Trek books, because a lot of it is just like reference material. You know, like if you're writing a story or something like that, which I'm not going to do. I just like to look at it.
Yeah, the No Stars books come in EPUB.
But or No Mobi. Stars books.
Yeah, well, EPUB, yeah, Mobi, or PDF. So that's pretty nice.
Yep. That's good news. Like, I probably wouldn't use Twitter for developers, which is a part of the package. It's like, yeah, I don't really. Twitter is where I go to shitpost, pretty much. I don't use it for anything really valuable. Yeah, pretty much. You know, where I get to go see, well, Trump's not doling it out on Twitter, but he is on his own social network. With Elon Musk. That was a big deal where I'm not sure if Elon's
those
gonna
two
be
are fighting today.
They are, yeah. But I don't like Twitter's taking him to court to force him to buy the company. I'm like,
I don't know how that's binding.
Yeah, not to mention the fact that
he signed a contract.
Right. But the other side of that coin, though, is Twitter didn't provide proof to Elon right. that their spam bot problem is only 5% is what they're saying.
But Twitter is saying that they did provide that information, which is why they're going to court.
Right. Yeah, well.
But I can understand Elon's position most definitely. I mean, the value yep. of the company has just fallen through the floor, as the value of uh-huh. his own companies have, because everything's in a recession right this second. So it's not really, you know, financially a good call for him to pay the price that he originally agreed to. So, yeah, he's doing everything he can to get out of it.
Well, then, like, last week it was, like, $10 billion down from his offer, and it's probably further now.
But it doesn't make good financial sense for him to pay the amount that he was going to pay when they first started making this deal. So even if he has to pay like $1 billion, he's right. still saving money.
Well, and to be fair there, to accomplish what he wants to do, really wants to do, he doesn't have to buy them. He kind of already did it.
Right.
The stock's going down. Twitter has never been a profitable company. So, I mean, yeah. Yeah, their current market cap is $28 billion. So it's gone down like another $6 billion in the last week.
Yeah, it would have been a worthwhile price if they had come to an agreement like on the day that he made it. And then he'd have been really upset because he'd have kept losing money because,
Probably true. Maybe.
But if I were him, I wouldn't want to pay the initial price for that either.
Nope.
And he... It's going to end... The percent of everything else that he would have to sell in order to be able to make that price has gone up considerably. So...
Right, well, and then the supply chain problems are really hurting Tesla now at the moment, too. Just like, you can't buy a Raspberry Pi 4 now for the life of you.
Yeah. And the Raspberry Pi 3s aren't exactly $35.
Nope.
How much are they going for now?
I think Moss from Mintcast was saying he sold his for 60-something.
Huh.
Well, looking on Amazon, which is about the only place I can find
find the kits, and that's why they're saying they're so expensive.
Nope, there's some others.
Okay.
Yeah, Seed Studio has the 8-gig version for $172.
Yeah, and I think the MSRP is $85.
Right. The kits, though, are like $331 now, where they used to be about $100.
Yeah.
Now, granted, that's the Geek Pie. Canna Kit has the I'm still trying to figure out what this means. I guess that may be the size of the SD card. 128-gig edition, they call it, with the 1 gig of RAM for $139 in a kit.
The Pi 4, 1 gig?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which was, what, $35 originally?
Did they start remaking that?
I don't know.
Because I know they stopped making 1 gig when they started making the 8 gig.
Right. I mean, the other small board seem to be doing better. Like, the Orange Pi seems to be more available. Some of the others. Like, I know a lot of the RISC V stuff has been more available, too, which I still don't have one of those yet. But.
Well, you don't get the Raspberry Pi for the excellent top-end hardware.
No.
You get the Raspberry Pi for the community and all the projects that are... You know, out there for it.
Yep. At least things like Arduinos seem to be more reasonably priced. So if you need something where the Pi is too much, but like for example, if you wanted to build a soundboard or something like that,
well,
that's
even
good
then
for the Arduino.
There's the Pi Pico,
right?
Which is extremely well priced if you can find it.
Let's see, Arduino Unos are still like $27.
Yeah, the Picos were like $5.
Which is interesting.
And they actually have a Pico W now, and I think that one was $7.
Yeah, but the Pico though is definitely not like suitable for running servers and stuff on it, like the Pis can be.
It's just not.
Microcontroller.
It's an Arduino equivalent,
right? Oh, I found the. This is actually not a bad price. It's not what it should be, but the Pi Zero 2W for 93.
No.
Yeah, a little
expensive. Pi02W for $93? No.
Yeah, but it's cheaper than the other one so far. That's horrible. Yeah. I know.
It should be like $15.
Right. Wait, how did they bring that out last year?
It's a 0W2.
Yeah.
0W2 came out last year. And even then, it should be $15.
Yeah. Yeah, because I've been for some dumb reason watching a lot of the Adam Savage tested one day builds.
Yeah, his stuff's always cool to watch.
Oh, and I know it's some of the ones I've watched are the older ones. Like I just watched one this week where he made the Chewbacca's bandolier, and then he made 3PO. The strap on his back for Comic-Con. That was many years ago, but it's still fun to watch. And he used like an Arduino Uno with the soundboard to produce all the sounds and to animate 3PO.
Sounds cool.
But for me, that would mostly be a dust collector.
Yeah. Same here.
I mean, it would look cool sitting in my office for 10 minutes,
and then
yep.
Set it over there in the corner and wave at it every now and again.
It's not like the pies where I set them up and pretty much forget them, and they work for what I need them to do, like run my media server, EMBY.
I will watch something about MB.
Oh yeah, it's great. Yeah, if I get around to it, I'd like to build like a NUC or something to replace it with more storage, because that could run it too. But I do like it. It's got plugins for Roku, for Android, apps for Android and iOS. And all around my home network, or literally I could probably serve it to the internet if I really wanted to, but no, I play by Spectrum's rules. I don't run a external server on my home internet. Not like Dan does. But then you have a special provider anyway. With a static IP, I don't have that. I'd have to use Dyn DNS or something like that.
Yeah. We gotta wrap this up.
Sure do.
Gotta get back to.
If I'm up late enough, I'll probably end up watching The Orville, because they bring it out right at midnight.
All right.
On Hulu. That's good stuff so far.
Well, you enjoy that?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to play us out because I got to get to bed so I can get up and work out tomorrow. Work this fat ass gut I'm getting.
Yeah, it's been difficult to find time to work out because, you know, 100 and something degrees in my garage where all my equipment is.
Well, luckily, I don't have that problem, Joel. I live in a more reasonably temperature location. Not in
Texas. Right? Extremely unreasonable all around. So,
all right. Well, here you are. Your promos. We'll see you in 1 week. Stay cool.
Boom. Yep.
I am short.
Oh, my God.
It's Hacker
Public Radio.
Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
Hello, my name is Matt, and I've started a new podcast called Libre Quest. I talk about Linux,
general technical topics. To get the show, visit LibreQuest.org.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Yeah.
It's over.
He has a gun.
You were making egg poo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
$164 for a 2 terabyte NVMe. Is that a good price?
2 terabyte NVMe? Yeah, I guess. That's pretty good price.
Yeah. Because I do have an empty slot.
Is that Amazon Prime deal?
Actually, it is, yeah.
Oh, look at that.
NVMe PNY brand. Not the best brand there is.
So good night, Joel.
Good night, Joel. Here, I'm on the page now. The new, the latest version of the Echo Dot for $19.99. That's not a deal. That's not a deal. I can get it for $25 most of the time.
Yeah, they're saying that that's a $30 savings right there.
They're saying 60% off, yeah. Which is like, you know, not really. But I'm happy the filament I got. I'm working on one I think I might try and get together for Halloween.
Well, I've been printing quite a bit lately, but just been so hot out in my garage that I don't want to go out there and level the bed again right now.
Well, I'm on vacation, so I don't really want to come up here too often. I do, though.
Yeah. Like, I've been keeping an eye on the Amazon Smart Thermostat.
Uh-huh.
But it's not really all that on sale.
Well, hopefully, actually probably going to call up, try and get a hold of the delivery people for Lowe's and see if they can start, if I can get an ETA on when the actual dryer that I ordered is going to be delivered here. I get here.
That
and
is
they
very, very loud keyboard tonight, Dan.
It is, Dan.
He's I just want to make sure you can hear me.
Oh, we can hear you.
And then some.
Typing.
It's like that keyboard is closer to the microphone than it's ever been before.
Yeah, I don't. You know what? For some reason, there's like debris or something under my one key, and it's making me pound all the keys just to.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah.
Like, I like a good loud keyboard, but you're missing some clack there.
Clicky clack.
Yeah,
lately
I apologize
for
that.
I've been getting so tempted by the mechanical keyboards, like the custom ones, but I'm just like, I just can't spend the money on it, and I don't have a desktop to really put it on.
They're getting better in price.
Yeah. I have been using Pop! OS, though, for the last few weeks, and I'm really digging it, actually. Just another Ubuntu spin, but...
How about you, Dan? Have you been all over the Prime Day deals?
No.
Because they're not really deals and they kind of suck.
That's right.
I'll save it for the show. This is 962.
Yep.
962. Here we go.